Foofers? It's Foofer season?
The Foofer season.
It's a Foofer season.
It's a Foofer season.
It's a Foofer season.
Aw, poor Foofs. Foofs, we're singing to you. We're singing
That's your song, Foofers.
What's the song, Foof? So, hey, Slice.
Hey, Carnage.
Oh my God. It's been too long, my friend.
Yeah. When was the last time that we sat on this couch and actually recorded in the same room?
I think it was January, for sure.
It was definitely cold, because I remember us cuddle-puddling
under blankets.
Under the blankets.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think it was, like, right around New Year's. So it's been almost 5 months.
Jesus fucking Christ. Where did the year go?
Oh, my God. Why?
Is it really almost May?
Why is it the third? Oh, my God. We have Jesus. 1 week left in April.
Fuck. This is not good. I'm not prepared.
It's somebody's birthday coming up.
Yeah, I'll be the ripe young age of 38.
38.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think my birthday weekend is the same as Mother's Day weekend. So. Yes. You know, that usually happens. Get yes. my Mother's Day / birthday present.
Yes, the old combo.
I get the combo. Even though I say every year, don't you fucking do it, and then they do it anyway.
Yeah. Well, it's far enough this year. It's on May 12th.
Yeah.
So they have days now in between. Yeah,
but then, you know, my sister went and had kids, and her fucking kids is May 8th and May 9th.
Like, well, that's kind of like how our
Sharesies.
Little... That's how our little group is.
Our lobster pot.
Our little lobster pot.
Yeah, everybody's in May except for you.
I know. Even throwing in Matt in there, my husband Matthew, his birthday is the 10th. And our anniversary is the 11th.
Yeah.
And
that's a lot of May stuff.
Grace's birthday is on the 10th. And yours is on the 9th. And I think Whiskey's is on the 13th.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
We're just a horde of Tauruses.
Yeah.
This is bull.
It's like, get it? It's like the get running it? Of the bulls.
Thank you.
It's like the running of the bulls.
It's like you're running with the bulls. It's literally just you running with the bulls.
It is actually pretty much exactly that way. Because me and my crazy Sagittarian Virgo moon Aquarius ascending. Fucking crazy.
Yeah. You need us.
I know that. Well, I mean, that was fun.
Yeah. I are you over your jet lag?
I would say I'm like 80-85% over it. Like I still get like waves of like strong fatigue, but I'm not like falling asleep at my desk anymore, which is fantastic. I'm still having some insomnia at night, but could be other reasons too.
Could just be life.
Could just be stress.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say at this point, but I feel a bit better. Last week was just an absolute It was a blur. It was a literal blur.
There was a lot that happened.
There was a lot that
last
happened.
Last weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And I, like, all I knew is that, like, the last couple of days of my vacation, I'm like, okay, I have to start preparing to, like, mentally to go back home and, like, take on a hugely busy week.
Yeah.
And we had, like, our first doubleheader that Saturday. I had practice the next day after getting back. Like, we had to record for the podcast, and I, you know, pre-bout dinner. Yeah, it was crazy.
I mean, to be fair, we had so much in the bank for like recording.
We did
before you left that it was just like the only reason why we had to record was because like we were out.
We were out.
We were content poor.
But our hearts are so rich.
Our hearts are just full and rich, but we were content poor.
By the time I got to the end of the week, I literally crashed and burned. And that's my reason why I got sent to the box this week.
Yeah, because you crashed and burned.
I did crash and burn in kind of like an embarrassing way. Yeah. So our doubleheader was on 4/20.
Yeah. Huh.
A culturally celebrated holiday.
Sure is.
Sure is. It is my most esteemed holiday.
It is.
I really enjoy it. I enjoy when I don't have to work that day, but I did this year. And then I followed up by a doubleheader that I had to be sober for, which was a bummer. So by the time after party hit, I was very high, but I was also very tired.
You're definitely a mix of both.
Yeah. Funny at times.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, was I that cringy the whole time?
It wasn't cringy. It was just, because I knew where you were, like, mentally, I was just, it was funny. I was entertained.
Cool. Love that for me. And love this journey for me. So, I think I may have mentioned this before, but during our after party bouts, we give out about after party awards, and they're silly awards. And I usually, like, it's between me and my teammate Vigi. We hand out these awards, but I'm like the MC.
Yes,
of the.
I don't think anybody could be the MC. I don't think you would let anybody be.
I absolutely would.
Would you, though?
I would.
That's a lie.
That's not a lie.
That is a lie. No, because then you would be sad.
I would be sad. I mean, I enjoy doing it.
I know, because you really enjoy doing it.
But I wouldn't be sad. I mean, I'm not trying to hog things from people.
I'm not saying that you would hog it. You would be sad.
Anyway, so we were handing out these awards, and we had played two teams. So that's one thing to remember. We played two teams, and my brain is not used to that. So there were a lot of curveballs kind of coming at me. So two teams were played, and we were giving out awards to the people who were at the after party, which consisted of both teams. And Vigi had handed me this award for, I think it was for like Apex Predator or something like that.
I think so.
I think it, and by Apex Predator, we mean like the person on the track that is like at the top of their game, like knows what they're like. It's just, you know, exciting to watch. May have gone under the radar, but like, man, they were super formidable on the track. And the person who got this award, now again, I'm drinking seltzer only. So, and I'm like super dry mouth. And she tells me that the name of the person who's getting the award is Criminal Wrecker. And in my mind, I was thinking of a skater on the other team we played that night whose name was Critical Role. I saw the two words that began with a C and thought that Critical Role was getting this award. Because I thought her name, I got the names mixed up in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And Critical Role, I plays for CTRD, plays for the C team. She had a fantastic game on Saturday night.
She was so good.
She was so good. And she's new to Derby. And so I like said so these squirrely wonderful things about how like, oh, I'm so proud of this skater. She's really killing it on the track. Like, she's new, and like, I've seen her kind of come up. Like, we met at we like did this thing last year where we like announced a tournament. And she helped us out, and like, I don't know. I like talking about this skater, and then I'm like, this person is Criminal Wrecker, and then Critical Role wasn't even at the after party, and there was a lot of confusion because of the whole speech that I gave that the person I was giving it to was like,
I didn't do any of those things.
That's not me. Because this skater has apparently skated since like 2010. Because there's a lot of confusion. So when she came up and I realized who was standing up and who it was, I was like, oh no. Oh, I'm sorry. And then I got very high. I was very high, so I got very overwhelmed and confused. I very much made it very awkward, and I've been thinking about it a lot since it happened, because I
think you're the only one who thinks about it.
I know I am. It drives me crazy.
I've already, like, I almost like forgot about it until this moment.
Nope, haven't forgot about it, because I felt like such a dipshit. So I did go up to criminal record after the awards ceremony was over, and I like explained myself and I apologized, but Aww. Oh Lord.
Well, Critical Role, if you're listening, you had an amazing speech given to you.
You did.
And you weren't there for it.
No, you weren't. Sorry. But it kind of, I summarized it here. So, and now everybody in their podcast community can hear how great you played at our game.
Yeah.
last
Saturday.
She's
amazing. She's fast and squirrely.
She is really fast and squirrely.
She was really fast and squirrely. There was like one time where like there was like, mind you, this is the second game and I am tired. The first game took so much out of me. Yes. That like by the time the second game came around, I was like, and I was playing, I was just kind of like, I was doing my best, but there was just moments where I was like, huh, that was pretty good. Look at them go. But there was like a point where like we had like lane three was completely open, and she just like shunk, like whoosh. And I was like, oh, that was good.
Yeah.
Good for her. I had a couple of those moments where I was like, oh man, I gotta give it to them. That was really good.
So, Slice, what sends you to the box this week?
Well, my body felt broken for the majority of the week, because of playing two games, which it was worth it. I feel really good about how I played. It was just like,
yeah.
Holy cow, my hips afterwards, like for the whole week, I've just been like, why you do this to me?
Yeah, I got the death look from you at least three times in practice on Tuesday.
I couldn't make it through practice. I tried so hard. My body hurt, like, it was my hips hurt just so bad. And I was just like, because I tried, I did. I went to practice and I was like, I'm going to give it a go. And then, like, no. My hips were like, no, thank you. I resist.
I reject your punishment.
Yeah, I tried. But, yeah, I feel like, I guess that's what sent me to the box this week. It's just like, pain.
Pain.
This is like, today is the first day that my hips have not hurt. Like, today I felt great. Like, I woke up and I was like, this is nice.
That's great. And now we're going to go trail skating tomorrow. And you have practice on Sunday.
Yeah. And most likely I have to like probably mow my lawn on Sunday.
I'm going to have to mow the lawn too this weekend.
Yeah.
Because my husband decided to break his toe on himself this That's week.
Not. Decided. He decided. How dare you, Matthew? This is good. Let me do it. Wham! Take that, Kelly.
Why would you use my government name?
I was speaking in his voice.
I know, but still, it feels weird. Don't do that.
That's what you would say. Yeah, like, oh, take that, Kelly.
Oh my God, okay.
It doesn't feel right coming out of my mouth, though.
No, stop saying it then. Jesus, it's hurting my ear holes.
I'm sorry.
It's making me say things like ear holes.
Ear holes. But yeah, I mean, I feel like it was like a recovery week.
Yeah.
For everybody. Everybody.
I think so, too.
And I know that there's a lot of people who are coming up on, like, finals.
Yeah.
And, like, into school stuff and just kind of a low-key week. Everybody's kind of keeping it pretty low-key.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot happens in May between Mother's Day and then Memorial Day. And then you have, like, college graduations. And then you're getting ready for end of school shit. And it's... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's usually a pretty crazy month. My most free month at this point, but crazy for a lot of other people.
Yeah. I feel like it's like I can use like the quotation fingers when I say that it's free for May because it's like really not. I feel it's like really it's just gonna yeah. fill up.
Yep, it's true.
Yeah.
Well, I know that a lot of our time is probably gonna be spent watching lots of Derby.
So much Derby.
Oh my God, there's so much Derby, which is what we're going to talk about today. We're going to kind of talk about some WIFTA news.
Schnooze.
Schnooze and schmooze. That WIFTA news. That's right. That's a Carnage original. You got it here first,
You
folks.
Heard it here first.
So we have our global tournaments. There was a rankings release in April. I think one of the biggest, my biggest takeaways from the rankings was that there was a switch in the North America Northeast where Windy City and Boston A Team switched positions. So Windy City's at 4 now and Boston is ranked 5. Not that that's going to affect their tournament status coming up on May 17th to the 19th in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So they're still going to be playing, of course, but there was that switch.
This is like, I feel like this goes to show, like, when everybody's standing, like, if you go to a WIFTA game where people are, like, they're writing down all the stats and everything like that, but, like, the points.
Yeah.
Like, because there's like, a less than 4-point differential.
That's right.
Between these two teams.
Yeah.
Like, Windy City right now is at 297.21, and Boston is at 293.65.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, it can be that close to make a, like, up or down on the rankings. It's just crazy.
And it really just is a point spread at that point, because they played the amount of games, same amount of games. They've won the same amount of games and lost the same amount of games.
Yeah, they are tied.
Yeah.
They are neck and neck for that number 4 spot. So,
yeah, that's an interesting matchup. I'd love to see play each other because I bet that would be a fantastic game.
I love equally matched games.
Yes.
I will shout it from the rooftops every fucking time. I hate completely, like, wiped out games.
Yeah.
I hate them. I don't it's like tough. Watching them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm happy for people because, like, I get it, like, when it comes to, like, ranking and stuff like that, but it's just, I don't find it very entertaining.
Yeah.
Personally. I like to see a good fight.
Yeah. I think a lot of people do. I mean, I think it just makes for good Derby, you know?
Yeah, it makes for entertaining sport. So yeah. When it's not a complete, like, washout of, you know, like, 300 and something to, like, 9.
Yeah. Womp, womp. Womp, womp. So I do want to give a special shout out to Black Rose Rollers out of Hanover, Pennsylvania. They actually raised six positions in the rankings. They raised six. Yeah, they leveled up six positions in the rankings up to number 13, which seems to be one of the biggest jumps that that we've seen in the top 20. So that's pretty cool. So shout out to them. That must have been, I mean, they have an undefeated, or they only have one loss all season. So
good for them.
Yeah. Woot, woot.
Woot, woot.
So the games for the tournament, it goes by the top 12. It sucks that Black Rose fought that hard and just got it.
Yeah.
I mean, but again, special shout out to them because that is such an admirable fight to the top. So rounding out, we've got Arch All-Stars, arch rival out of St. Louis, Missouri. Then you have Montreal Skids and Gotham A, Windy City A, Boston A, Minnesota A, Detroit A, the Q City Furies, which is out of Buffalo, New York. And then you have Ann Arbor out of Michigan. Then you have the Gotham B team, Montreal B team, the Gotham Traders, and the Montreal Sexpos, and then TC Thunder, which is out of Kitchener, Ontario, Canada. I have not heard of TC Thunder before.
Tri-City Thunder. I don't think I've ever heard of Tri-City Thunder.
Well, we are going to have to tune in.
Yeah, that's the great thing about the WIFTA website is that they just have like all this, everybody's stats and everything on here. So it's just kind of like you can see like the closest game that they've ever had, which was like 195 to 197, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I do like that. It gives you a lot of information, which is, yeah, helpful for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that is the first tournament that's coming up in May out of all the regional tournaments. Slice and I have talked about trying to get there, but it has we just can't.
Yeah, between because we're definitely going to Champs
and we're definitely going to RollerCon.
Yeah, and those are both on the other side of the country for us. So
yeah, driving there really isn't too much of an option.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have that much time to take off at work.
No. So we will be definitely watching. I know that we could probably, you know, like a live stream of us watching the games, and maybe we can do like a watch party.
A virtual watch party.
Ooh, yeah. You know that. How we can do that? Like,
yeah.
On our new Discord channel.
Yes. Which has been awesome. So check out that.
Yeah. Check out Coming Hot Into the Box Discord. It's blowing up.
It's blowing up with our little pod. So it's very cool.
It is. It's really cool. So yeah, that's probably, that might be something that we do is do like a,
yeah,
like a watch party. Ooh. For some of the games. Yeah.
Well, stay tuned for that, folks. And just to wrap up the Northeast tournament, it is being hosted by State College Area Roller Derby. That is in Pennsylvania. I believe it's near Philly, or in Philly. So they have three spots to send to Champs. Mm-hmm. From this tournament. So the top three will be going. And that's there's going to be some good derby played at this. Some
really good fucking derby.
I'm very excited.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm pretty stoked to watch,
yeah,
all these games. I mean, some of these teams we've watched.
Yep.
But some of them we have not seen in person.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to see how everybody does.
After the North America Northeast tournament, we have the European tournament, which is going to be held in Malmo, Sweden, hosted by the Crime City Rollers, Malmo, Sweden. So ranking in the top 12 who will be playing at this tournament June 7th to the 9th is going to be London Brawling. Crime City, as we mentioned, is out of Malmo. Rainy City All-Stars, which is out of Manchester, England. Nothing to Lose, out of France. Paris All-Stars, out of France as well. We have the Nantes Les Duques. I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm so sorry if that butchers it, but that's out of
You said Nantes. It way better than I would have ever said it in a million years.
That's out of Nantes, France. Then you have Helsinki All-Stars from Finland. The Antwerp One Love Roller Dolls out of Belgium. The Tiger Bay Brawlers out of Cardiff, Wales. The Stockholm All-Stars out of Stockholm, Sweden. The Lombard Bunnies out of Lille, France, and the Dock City Anchors out of Gothenburg, Sweden.
A lot of Sweden England and France.
Yeah. I think it's pretty much it, except for Finland. Finland is just like,
well, holding it down.
They're holding it down. They are holding it down. Yeah, but Stockholm is, I love the love of Derby in Stockholm, in Sweden. Like, you know, it makes sense to me. I don't know why, but like, yes.
Yes. Yes, Sweden. Yes.
I did not say it that way.
I'm saying it that way.
Good. All right. Yes.
Yes, Sweden. Thank you. It's all you need, Sweden. We're here to hype you.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
And I'm also here to hype Finland because you know what?
That's Helsinki, right?
Yeah, Helsinki.
Good job, Finland. You got in there. You got one.
But you're number seven. Go you. God, I love that. That's right.
Yeah.
So that is going to round that up. That's going to be a busy weekend because we have a game that weekend. But that's going to definitely take a priority as well over our doubleheader on the 8th. Again, big weekend. But the top three of the Europe, of the European championships will be going to the global champs. That will be in Portland, Oregon this year.
Which is where we'll be.
Mm-hmm.
It's not at regionals, so we apologize. And so,
Oceana! Oceana, don't you cry for me.
Somebody from Australia is just going to click, come knock on our door and please, please stop it.
You know what? I just think it's a fun word to say. Oceana. I believe that's how it is said.
Is it? I not think so. Oceana?
Or Oceana, tomato, Oceana. Tomato.
You say it like Moira Rose. Oceana.
And I'm sorry, is she not one of the most beloved people that we have ever known on the silver screen? On the screen?
She's the most wonderful fictional character ever to exist.
Yeah. Fight me if you think differently. I'll throw down.
I'm not fighting you.
No,
I'll die with you on that hill.
Ooh, I love that. Okay, we'll be there together, holding hands.
Holding hands. And some
fruit wine.
And Oceana. So that is taking place, I believe, the same weekend.
Yeah.
The regionals, June 8th through the 10th in Wavell, South Australia. Hosted at the Great Southern Slam by Adelaide Roller Derby.
Ooh.
What's the Great Southern Slam?
It sounds like it's a roller derby tournament.
It sounds so fun. So there's 12 teams, and then they will have two teams going to the global championships. All right. So the top 12 teams are Adelaide, Brisbane Punk Blockers, Canberra Vice City Rollers, Convict City Orange Thunder, Perth West Coast Evils, Pirate City Pirate Union, Richter?
I would like to point out, though, that the Pirate City Rollers are out of New Zealand.
It's Pirate City Pirate Union. Is it Union of Pirates?
My God, I want to meet them.
They're a union of pirates.
They are a union of pirates out of New Zealand.
I would gladly join that union.
Oh, I would too.
I would.
Oh, without a hesitation.
I would be on that picket line.
Yeah.
With those pirates.
Yep, totally would.
So then we have Richter.
I would say Richter.
Richter?
I would say Richter.
Okay. City. All right. Richter City Roller Derby.
Or it could be Richter.
It could be. You tell us. You tell us what's right and what's wrong here.
Us New Englanders from the great country of the United States of America.
America.
Again, and the Richter. is they are out of Wellington, New Zealand as well.
Oh, okay. I mean, that makes sense because it's mostly just going to be Australia and New Zealand, right?
Well, we don't know that.
Okay.
Certainly don't.
You keep me posted.
I'm going to.
All right. And then we have South Sea Sirens.
They are out of Parkdale, Australia.
We have Sun State Swarm.
They are out of Browns Plains, Queensland, Australia.
Sydney Velociraptors A.
I mean, can we just talk about, like...
Just put a fucking dinosaur in it.
Just put a goddamn dinosaur.
Put a fucking dinosaur in your name. I don't even care. I'm here for it. Everybody should just be the dinosaurs. Everybody should just come up with names for their derby teams that each have a dinosaur in them. And I approve. I approve this message.
Yes, I too approve this message.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then we have VRDL All-Stars and VRDL Thunder.
That's right. And that is out of Victoria.
So again, they only, so Oceania only gets two.
That's right. And I will say, I will point out that the list that we just read is not in order of ranking. No. Because VRDL is actually ranked first in the Oceania.
It is in alphabetical order.
Ah, it's in alphabetical order. That makes a lot of sense. And yeah. I said that they were from Victoria, and that is a lie. They are actually from Melbourne. Melbourne, Victoria.
Is it Melbourne or Melbourne?
It is not Melbourne at all. There's no A-I-N. Like, it's Melbourne, but the way that the Aussies pronounce it, or the Australian folk pronounce it, is Melbourne.
Melbourne.
That's right. We had Australians on our tour, so we got to hear a lot of things that they said, and they said Melbourne.
The more you know.
The more you know. And also, the people that we were with on the tour, they were from Brisbane. And I am trying to get their daughter to join roller derby.
I mean, it's clearly popular.
Oh, very much so. In
Australia, like Australia and New Zealand.
For sure.
Pretty awesome.
That is a very exciting thought. So anyway, yeah, that is
Oceania.
That's where people are from. I feel like we didn't say where each place was, and I do feel badly about that. But I think a lot of them were self-explanatory as well.
I mean, Perth.
The Convict City Rollers are out of Moonbah, Tasmania.
North America West is going to be June 14th through the 16th. And that's going to be in Mesa, Arizona, hosted by Arizona Roller Derby.
Woot woot.
They get three bids for the global championships. The teams in alphabetical order.
Nope.
Nope, just kidding. Nope. These ones are not in alphabetical order.
Totally not.
These ones are...
in ranked order.
In ranked order. They're fucking... We have to... You're switching it up on us.
Wow. Okay. No, that's... Yeah, no, that's... Switching that's it just... Up. That's totally sliced. Don't let anybody fool you.
I can read. We have Rose City, Wheels of Justice, Denver, Mile High Club, Angel City, Hollywood, Scarlets, Rose City, Axles of Annihilation, Santa Cruz, Boardwalk, Bombshells, Calgary Roller Derby Association.
That's out of Alberta, Canada.
Denver, Bruising Altitude.
Yep, that's their B team.
Happy Valley Roller Derby.
Yeah, they are from Utah County, Utah.
Hey, Utah.
Hey, Utah.
Arizona All-Stars.
I think they're out of Arizona.
Are you sure?
Maybe.
Okay. California Derby Galaxy Supernovas A.
Yeah, they are out of the Greater Bay Area of California.
And then there's No Coast Mad Maxines.
That is exciting. They are out of Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Lincoln, Nebraska. I mean, congratulations, Nebraska. I support this so hard. I love it.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard of No Coast.
I mean, I think it says it in their name. They have no coast. I feel very sorry for that.
Mm. I lived in Iowa and there was no coast.
That's sad.
Yeah. Landlocked.
That's right.
Sucks.
Ew.
And then number 12, Rat City All-Stars.
And they are out of Seattle, Washington.
Yes.
And finally, the last regional tournament is going to be on June 28th through the 30th in Austin, Texas, hosted by the Texas Roller Girls. And the number of bids that will come from this tournament is two. So two teams. So number one ranked, New Jack City Rollers out of Jacksonville, Florida. The Texas Texecutioners.
Out of Texas.
Out of Texas. the Atlanta Dirty South Derby.
Whoop, whoop.
That's in Georgia. Red Stick All-Stars. So excited to see them at number four.
They Good job, are, Red Stick.
That's right. They're out of Louisiana. Tampa Tantrums. I just love the name of that team. It makes me so happy. Tampa, Florida. Then you have the Columbia Quad Squad. They're out of South Carolina. The Chattanooga All-Stars out of Tennessee. The Twister City Victory All-Star Squad. That is a very long name.
That is a very long name. And I am so impressed that you said that.
Well, thank you. I'm a professional.
You did it.
I'm a professional.
I would have tripped all over every single word.
They are out of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Then we have the Atlanta Rumblebees. They are out of Georgia. The Dallas Army of Darkness out of Texas. Rockin' City Greatest Hits. I would bet you that that is out of Tennessee.
Texas.
That is wrong. That is out of Texas. Out of Round Rock, Texas. Round Rock, Texas. And then finally, we have the Texas Chainsaws.
Also out of Texas.
Also out of Texas.
Lots of Texas.
Lots of Texas. We do want to mention that the Latin America South, the Latin America regionals are not going to be in the global championships, which sucks.
Yep.
Dos Por Cuatro Roller Derby did decline their invitation to the Latin America regionals, and the Latin America bid to the global championships was assigned to the next up region. So that is how that's happening. Mm-hmm. And the next up order is the North America West team, and then the European team to be approved by the calibration committee. And this is all on WIFTA's website. They do have a statement that they have posted about the Latin America region and championships. So if you're so inclined, give that a read.
Yeah. The more you know. Knowledge is power.
Knowledge. Knowledge.
You were going so strong. And then you had to go with knowledge.
You know, I'm trying hard here.
You're doing so well.
I am trying so well. So well.
So, yeah. There's like, I'm sorry to read out, like, just basically a list to you guys, but it's, I feel like each team really deserves a shout out.
Absolutely.
Because everybody played really hard and has put in a lot of effort to get to where they're at. And I think that takes acknowledgement.
And on top of that, it's going to make for some pretty intense derby over the next couple months.
Yeah.
For sure. And then all that gets capped off with RollerCon at the beginning of July.
Yeah.
It is going to be crazy, folks.
Yes. I'm excited for RollerCon. And guess who got media passes?
Woot woot.
We did. We can take all the pictures we want.
And interview people that are willing.
Yeah.
That's going to be very exciting.
Yeah. I'm pretty stoked. I'm going to have to make sure that I bring all the SD cards.
That is right.
Yeah.
So in other news that I was especially interested in was that WIFTA did announce that they are developing WIFTA is assembling an announcement development committee So basically, developing a program for announcers is what my take on this is, which I feel is needed. And since there's been a lot of growth in the sport and growth in the number of announcers, because a lot of it's done virtually now, I think having a baseline or a guideline is going to be really helpful.
I think that is such a good idea. Because yes. there are, you know, we were talking about this earlier, but there's definitely times where we've watched games and there'll be announcers that are just like so cringy.
That is
where it's like, oh, true. This is bad.
Yes.
But then there's like, I hope the people who join this committee are like some of the amazing announcers that we've heard.
Which there are many. There are many out there, but I think that having some sort of guideline and maybe some sort of training on how to properly call or have some sort of, I don't know. Yeah. So I think it could use some help, and I'm happy that WFDA acknowledged that and is being proactive.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Maybe a list of what not to do.
Well, we're trying to be positive here, so...
I still think they need a list of what not to do.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, that is the big news, biggest news that we heard recently. We want to keep you guys informed, because as Slice has said earlier, very, very recently, knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power, and I do encourage everybody to go on the WFDA website, you know, especially in these next couple of months, to just kind of take a look at everything that's going on. You know, they also have a list of officials for the regional championships, which I think is pretty cool.
Yes, very cool.
Because I know that a lot of people put in bids, and, you know, they signed up to be part of these games. And they basically just kind of take the best of the best and put them on there. So congratulations to all the officials that made it into taking care of the regionals.
Absolutely. And I hope they get, you know, MVR awards, because that's really fun. And NVOSOs.
I agree.
Yeah. So I think that that puts us in a very, very good spot to absorb all the derby that's coming at us now over this next quarter of the year, before we know it'll be the end of July.
Mm-hmm.
And that terrifies me.
I mean, and then people have their, like, then there's just, like, regular games that are going on that are not regionals, you know? And if you join our Discord...
Yeah.
People are posting their flyers for their games that you can, and they're streaming, places where they're streaming, and that you could just, like, basically look on there and find a game to watch basically any weekend.
That's true. That's very true. Yeah. And while you're busy taking a look for our new Discord server, we would encourage you to go onto comingoutintothebox.com, check out some of our new merch. We have a new design.
We do have a new design.
And it's super fun.
It's Big Derby Energy.
That's right.
BDE.
I got that BDE.
So that is on our merch shop now, as well as magnets and keychains are new. And then all of our other styles are still on there. The Not a Cult roller derby, Not a Cult shirts, and roller skaters against pickleball. And
yes, that has come up a lot recently, because tis the season for pickleball.
Tis the season for fucking pickleball to take over all of our roller derby spaces.
That's right.
And what better thing to do than to pick up yourself a roller skaters against pickleball shirt to wear, to show to all those pickleball players, because...
Perhaps your parents play pickleball and you want to just give them a very polite middle finger.
As flip off your parents with love.
That's right. One of our fellow teammates did that, and that really delighted my whole day.
It made me very happy.
And don't forget to send us your stories. You can send us your derby stories, your mental health struggles in derby, or how you handle your mental health in roller derby. We're still continuing that series with some great interviews coming up on different topics that fall under that umbrella. Mm-hmm. And yeah, reach out to us at comingHotIntoTheBox@gmail.com.
Oh, and also on our website, you can donate. There's a donate button.
Yes, you can.
Which we had somebody donate to us.
We did.
Psycho Sumatic donated to our pod. We're giving her big shouts outs and love.
Yeah, so much big hearts coming her way.
Oh, thanks, Psycho.
Yes,
we love you. Psycho is also part of our committee to try to get our Pride Cup up and going.
Yes. So more on that as more things get put in writing.
Yes, in writing. That's the key word, in writing. But we got news coming up on that, just not today.
Just not today. That's right. So I think that wraps it up for us, Slice.
That is it.
I want to thank everybody for listening to this episode.
Thank you. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in. And we hope that you have a goddamn delightful week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for now, I am Carnage.
I am Slice.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, Mom, did you listen to my podcast?
What's a podcast?